And exactly as you've been asking now, what's the ongoing therapy plan? So I typically recommend ongoing trastuzumab and pertuzumab in these patients to complete a full year of therapy. The study that looked at the role of adjuvant pertuzumab and showed that pertuzumab can lower the risk of recurrence gave 1 year of treatment. And we don't really have data that a shorter duration of therapy, less than that, would be adequate for getting the same better long-term results. So I typically do recommend ongoing anti-HER2 therapy with trastuzumab and pertuzumab to continue a year's worth of treatment. So in general, if I'm starting pertuzumab, I finish pertuzumab. And that's the treatment program for most of our stage two or three HER2 positive cancers. For our stage one HER2 positive tumors, we use a simpler regimen of paclitaxel plus trastuzumab. But because of the minimal benefits of pertuzumab in that lower risk cohort, we rarely add pertuzumab in that setting.
So I think surgeons are used to hearing about how tolerable trastuzumab is. And pertuzumab, it kind of fits into that category, but maybe not quite as simple. What is involved? One of the things you hear a little bit about is diarrhea. How often do you see people run into problems because you're adding in the pertuzumab?
So pertuzumab clearly does increase the risk of diarrhea, particularly during the chemotherapy phase, in my own experience. The maintenance phase of pertuzumab, where we give it every 3 weeks, piggybacked with the trastuzumab during that maintenance phase, there can be more soft stools, but not like terribly problematic diarrhea for most patients. A handful of patients will have more lower GI toxicity with this drug, and that makes it harder to conclude the year of therapy.
So, speaking of diarrhea, what about the possibility of neratinib, the TKI, after she's done these two monoclonal antibodies?
Right. So neratinib is another anti-HER2 drug. It's a small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitor. It's an oral drug. And there are data from a single study called the ExteNET study, which looked at the use of neratinib after a year of trastuzumab in patients who had HER2-positive breast cancers. So just to be clear again, these women had finished their chemotherapy and a year of trastuzumab, and then they were randomized to no further therapy versus the introduction of this new drug, neratinib. And in the ExteNET study, there was a benefit for adding neratinib after that year of trastuzumab, and that benefit was particularly observed in women who had ER-positive HER2-positive cancers. In the subgroup of women who had ER-negative HER2-positive cancers, there really was no signal of durable benefit for neratinib therapy. The downside of neratinib is that it causes a substantial amount of diarrhea. It's a tyrosine kinase inhibitor. It inhibits both the EGFR and the HER2 tyrosine kinases. And probably because of that EGFR activity, you get a lot of diarrhea with this medication. So if you do start a patient on this drug, it's very important to vigorously prophylax with medicines like Imodium or loperamide to try and get a handle on the diarrhea. Sometimes women even require two or three antidiarrheal agents to make this bearable.